If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Are going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about the medical issues and the laws about them, Islamic laws, according to the fatwas of Ayatollah Khomeini, I would like to ask you this question. This is something that we've been talking about, some of the methods of contraception before in the previous programs, but now I would like to ask you about the abortion, you know. Is it permissible according to the Islamic laws to have an abortion because of reasons such as, for example, economic flights?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Generally speaking, it is not permissible for a couple to go for abortion, to choose to abort to terminate the pregnancy or to abort a child at any stage of the conception. Let's say, for example, that the woman has conceived and it is only 1 week that she has conceived a child. It's not permissible. If there is no, for example, hardship, unbearable hardship, or any problem that is intolerable, it is not permissible to abort the child. Now, when it comes to economic problems, of course, it is not permissible under any circumstances to have an abortion because the Quran actually says, "La taqtulu awladakum khashyata imlaq." Okay, do not kill your children for fear of hunger or you know, starvation.
Yes,
the Quran is very clear when it comes to having abortion or killing a child. You know.
Right.
And of course, when a child is conceived, that is a child. Even if that child is not born yet, but it's not forbidden to abort the child at any stage of pregnancy. Of course, there are exceptions. But when it comes to economic problems, the couple is healthy, and there's no problem other than the economic problem.
Right.
Of course, it's not permissible under any circumstances, even when there are fear of shortage of food or something like that. You know, financial support. Maybe the father is very much afraid or anxious or worried about how to provide for the child. Of course, such concerns are irrelevant. And it, you know, if there is someone who has this worry and who worries about how to, you know, support the family or the child, of course, this kind of worry suggests that he does not have confidence and trust in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person is confident and trusts God, God himself promises that he himself will provide for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not the father, it's it's Allah himself
who is the sustainer.
Yeah, who is the sustainer, sure.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue along the same lines of these questions about the Islamic laws related to the medical issues in this program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. As always, we are talking about some of the Islamic laws related to the medical issues. Well, Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question, because this is also a prevalent kind of question and these scenarios that we face today in this life, in this day and age. In the early months of her pregnancy, the doctor told the mother that continuing with the pregnancy might pose a danger to her life, or in other words, endanger her life.
Sure.
He further advised the doctor that the baby might be born or would be born deformed, right?
Yes.
In the light of the doctor's findings, the doctor advised the mother to have an abortion. Is this course of action permissible according to the Islamic laws? And is it permissible to terminate the pregnancy before the soul, of course, before the soul enters the body of the fetus?
Well, I got your question, and I learned that, of course, the reason for having abortion is the deformity problem. Some children are born deformed, and of course, having a deformed baby, according to Islamic Sharia, is not a valid or a legal reason to terminate the pregnancy. Of course, that the couple are unfortunate because of the fact that they are going to have a deformed baby in the future. But deformity is not a valid excuse for terminating the pregnancy, even if the soul has not yet entered the child, the fetus, okay? Mm. It's not permissible to abort that child. But when it comes to danger, of course, danger, if the life, the mother's life is endangered because of carrying the baby or because of being pregnant with the child, of course, she can have abortion to protect herself, to save her life, because the mother's life is more important than that of the child. And of course, there is no objection to her aborting the fetus prior to the soul entering the fetus. That's very important because when the soul enters the fetus, or when the soul is infused into the according to the Quranic term, which says the soul is whispered into the fetus. That's the term. Of course, in that case, it's not permissible, because the child is alive, okay, and it's not permissible to have abortion when the child has is alive and its heart is beating and the soul has entered it. And of course, in that case, there are other scenarios which the parents or the couple should see and go through.
But regarding the deformity, the intellect tells us that it's illogical, and not only not economical actually to raise a child which is deformed, because both economically speaking and also reasonably, it's not logical actually to raise a child which is deformed, but not only for the parents but also for the child, the very child himself or herself, because deformities might threaten somehow his or her existence in today's life. But regarding that, there is this interesting question about the deformity I would like to ask you. With the help of modern technology, the doctors can now identify the congenital deformities of the fetus during pregnancy, right? Yes. Because of the difficulties babies born with deformities facing today's life, is it permissible to terminate the pregnancy if it is found by a reliable specialist, of course, that the fetus has developed any deformity?
Okay. First of all, I would like to say that, deformity is deformity. But, there are different degrees of deformity. And whatever the degree, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, it is not permissible to abort the fetus at any stage for the mere reason that the fetus is deformed. The answer is clear. And it's also not permissible for the couple or for the wife to abort the fetus for future difficulties that the child is going to encounter, because a deformed child will definitely encounter lots of problems. For example, if the child does not have an eye, or if he does not have, a limb So definitely he will encounter problems. He will not live like an ordinary or a regular individual. So as a deformed child, he will be kind of ostracized or marginalized in the society, and he will not benefit from the advantages other people do. But that is not an excuse, and that's not a valid reason for abortion.
I see. Thank you very much, Javed, for your answers to these questions of Islamic laws related to the medical issues in this program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Malajah ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir La ilaha illahum Wahidun Qadirun Muhammadun.